Well, we have an important man about to speak. Yes, and we want your attention, and come on in from outside, because there could be a boat coming up, and if that happens, our special guest keynote speaker will leave the podium. So we want to give him the opportunity to visit. I think just about everybody in the world of agriculture is familiar with the Minnesota Democratic Congressman Colin Peterson, who has served as chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and is now the ranking Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee. And we know what they're involved in doing right now, despite the fact I had one person come up to me today and say, we shouldn't call it the Farm Bill. We have to come up with another name. So that's one more thing for you to work on. But without further ado, so that vote bell doesn't ring, will you please welcome from Minnesota, Colin Peterson.
Well, thank you, Orion. And the vote bell did ring, and we're down to 9 minutes. So about 4 minutes, and I'm going to have to head out of here. But I'm pleased to be here today to do my part to support National Agriculture Day. I want to thank Orion and all of the sponsors for what they do for agriculture and for keeping our message in front of the American people and trying to communicate to our good friends in the city and the suburbs what we do in American agriculture. Try to get them to understand that food is not grown on the grocery store shelf. It's not an easy thing to communicate to a lot of these folks. Even in Fargo, North Dakota, Fargo-Moorhead up in my area, 30 years ago, everybody had some connection to the farm. But even in towns like that that are in a huge ag area, you'd be surprised how many people in those towns don't have a clue what it takes to grow the food in this country and what our farmers do. And so those of us on the Ag Committee, we struggle every day trying to knock down kind of crazy regulations and other ideas that come up. people think that they know better than farmers how to do things. Most of them have no clue what they're doing. And you got all these different interest groups that got agendas and so forth. So we're busy all the time working on lots of different issues. A lot of these issues that we deal with are not even in our jurisdiction, so we have to try to work with other committees, work with the administration, and generally we're able to work things out. Right now we're in the process of trying to get the next farm bill into law. Through the super committee process, produced a bill last December that had bipartisan support in both houses and bicameral support, support from the House and the Senate. Unfortunately, we were the only committee in the Congress that actually did what was required in that law, and that is to come together with a bill that would not only cut what the sequestration number was, which was about $16 billion, we actually put forward a bill that would reduce our budget by $23 billion. But no other committee even tried to do it. No other committee had any discussion between the Republicans and the Democrats. Every other committee, Republicans sent in one thing, the Democrats sent in another. They never talked to each other. Nothing got done. Super committee fell apart. So now we're going to take what we've done, what we did in December, and we're going to start moving on this. Next week, on the 13th of March, we get the CBO score. Once we have that score, then we're able to move ahead. Senator Stabenow moved up her hearings, so she's going to start shortly after the CBO score comes out to start marking the bill up in the Senate. And she's determined to get this done, and I think she will get it done. I give her very high marks for the work that she's done. She's been a tremendous chairman over in the Senate on the Agriculture Committee. So if they get their bill through committee, then we'll take it up over here in the House. And then the plan is that the Senate will try to move it through the floor, and then we'll try to move it through the floor. So our goal is to try to get this done by May or early June. It will not be easy. given the climate around here. We're trying to keep from getting drugged down in all this bipartisan, all of this partisan bickering that's going on. So far, we've been able to do that. We've been able to stay out of the fray. But I'm a little bit afraid when we get to the floor, we could get in the crossfire between the partisanship and make our job more difficult. But we're determined to work together to try to do what's best for agriculture and for America. And we just appreciate what all of you do for agriculture every day, trying to support us and to communicate to the American people what a tremendous thing we have going in the country in agriculture. It's the only part of our economy that is really working. It's creating jobs. It's working. And, the Farm Bill had part of that. The 08 bill was a good bill, and that supported everything. But it's because of what people do in agriculture that's working. And, what drives me crazy is these people, the little bit of money that we spend providing a safety net for farmers and making sure that, they can get financed and that the whole system works. Why to undermine the only thing that's really working in our economy and take the risk of screwing this up at a time when everybody says they want to create jobs and they want to get the economy going? Why take the one part that works and screw it up? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But there's people out there that have their agendas, whatever they are, trying to do that. So we will try to do our part to keep agriculture strong. We know that you will. Thanks again for everybody that's supporting National Ag Day. Keep doing what you're doing. And Gloria and I'm going to go over and vote before I miss it. And thank you again for your leadership and everything you do for agriculture. We appreciate it. Thank you.